Israel is considering a truce offer from the Islamic militant group Hamas, which rules the Gaza Strip. The proposal will be presented by Egyptian intelligence chief Omar Suleiman, who is due to visit Israel on Monday. It calls for an end to Palestinian rocket attacks on Israeli border communities, while Israel would halt all military action in Gaza and lift its crippling blockade of the territory. Israel is sending mixed signals about the truce offer. Spokesman Aryeh Mekel says Israel would welcome a halt to the daily rocket attacks.
The ball is really in the Hamas court. If they were to stop these attacks, Israel would have no reason to react, and there'll be peace and quiet.
But some Israeli officials, as well as the army, strongly oppose a ceasefire. They say Hamas would use a truce to regroup and rearm for the next round of violence. Israeli analyst Mordechai Nissan.
Therefore, it's inevitable with the acquisition of weapons by Hamas based on its creed of warfare against Israel, based on its training in Iran, based on its jihadic war effort and ethos, that fighting will continue.
Hamas is seeking a ceasefire because it has been hit hard by Israeli sanctions and military incursions. But Palestinian activist Hanna Senora believes a truce serves the interests of both sides.
What is needed, and I think what Hamas and all Palestinians are saying, it's time to sit down and talk instead of to fight and have civilians killed.
The moderate Palestinian government in the West Bank believes a truce would create a positive atmosphere for peace talks when President Bush visits the region later this week. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.